Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about this SWAT team story. They were looking for this guy in Florida for 24 hours. It was a manhunt. Forced schools to lock down and families to stay indoors as about 500 officers scoured the woods. Now, I guess they really do bring out a lot of cops when some little, like a little girl was abducted a couple years ago down in Sarasota where we used to live, and they really brought out a lot of cops and volunteers and that sort of thing to help out with that.
I'm sure lots of guys, for concern for that little girl, took their own time, probably didn't even get paid, and went searching.
Right. But how often do you get a response like this? Beyond a case like a little girl getting abducted and another guy getting, or a cop getting shot, how often do you get 500 officers canvassing the woods for a suspect?
I don't think that the little girl got 500 either.
I don't think she did either.
I think she got a bunch of people that were looking, but not a bunch of that many officers.
Well, there's a little more to this story that I found interesting. First of all, I find it interesting.
This has the added flair of being able to shoot somebody.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah. And here's the extra bonus. This is the other interesting part. Not only do you get to shoot somebody, shoot first, and no questions will be asked later because this guy's dead with 68 bullet wounds to his body, over 110 shots fired. Not only do you get to shoot first and ask questions later, but you also get a paid vacation. 10 SWAT officers surrounded Freeland on Friday as he hid beneath brush in a fallen tree in a rural area. Authorities say he raised the gun belonging to the deputy he'd killed, prompting 9 officers to fire. Judd, the police spokesperson, said, "I suspect the only reason 110 rounds was all that was fired was that that's all the ammunition they had. We weren't going to take any chance of him shooting back." The SWAT officers who shot Freeland have been placed on paid administrative leave, the standard procedure in all police shootings. But hey, man, what a hell of a deal. You get to go out, walk around the woods for a day, shoot some guy who allegedly held a gun up at you. Of course, we'll never know for sure because
suspect.
The only people... suspect. We'll never know for sure because the only people on the scene were cops. So, who knows? Maybe this guy was innocent the whole time. I don't know. There's no way that we'll ever know the true story here.
This is a... It's true. That's true. This is a tough one for me. Because if... You know, the guy's behind a log with the gun. I imagine him kind of crouched down with the gun pointing straight up in the air, both hands on it. That's precisely what they want me to imagine. You know, and they smoke him after he, in all likelihood, really did shoot that cop and, shoot two cops and kill one. He didn't have his hands in the air trying to give up.
Allegedly.
It's been a 24 hours. He knew the 500 cops in the woods do not go about quietly.
Yeah.
He could have, raised his hands and walked out. Allegedly, I understand, but...
Yeah, well, he could have raised his hands.
He could have.
And then we would not have known...
It's true, we wouldn't
what
have known.
...what he said or what transpired in the woods that day. Because he had 500 cops who believed he'd killed some cops looking for him. They all had itchy trigger fingers. Now, I don't know, maybe he did kill the cop. And if so, he's murdered somebody, and regardless that it was all over drugs, and that if it weren't for the drug war, none of this would have ever happened, that's a whole other side issue, and actually is the true issue here. But regardless, just dealing with the situation of a man who allegedly had killed another man, and wounded another and killed a dog, you're dealing with somebody who's allegedly dangerous, but why shouldn't we try to bring him in? Why shouldn't we bring him to trial? I mean, there's a cop who's going to testify against him. It's probably an open and shut case. I guess, it's just an excuse for them to kill somebody. That's how I look at it. It was an excuse for them to kill a man, get away with it, and go down to Mexico on a paid vacation. Call me a little bit cynical.
You know, there's plenty of cases where we find police officers abusing their power and doing things wrong.
And that's why I'm so skeptical here.
I can stand on the sidelines and I can say, this guy was a suspect, and he hadn't yet been tried before a court of law.
But he'd been tried before the cops. Remember, the spokesperson for the police said, you have to understand, he had already shot and killed a deputy, he had already shot and killed a canine, and he shot and injured another deputy. So they closed open and shut case in their heads. Well, they'd already made their determination.
The guy was shot. They might as well have an open and shut case. I mean,
I just hope
for them.
I just hope that this doesn't happen again and some innocent person, again, I don't know, maybe the guy was innocent. We're presuming he was guilty. Nobody's ever been tried. But, you know, what if this happens again and some innocent person, where there's no doubt that they were innocent, gets caught in some crossfire or misidentified as the suspect? Maybe some cop who's on an adrenaline high because he's out looking for an armed and dangerous suspect sees somebody, thinks they're raising a gun when in fact they're raising their hand up for whatever reason and shoots that person. And what if they die too? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like they went a little overboard with this.
Was
it necessary to canvass the woods with 500 officers? Wouldn't he have shown up at his girlfriend's house? Doesn't that typically happen? These fools that are having the cops out looking for him, guys that escaped from their jail cells, they go to their girlfriend's house and get picked up again?
That's not their job. Their job is not to let the guy go until they get a better opportunity to get him, you know, the possibility they might. Their job is to go out and get him. But, I would really have liked it if they would have shouted to the man, what's his name, did you say?
His name allegedly was Angelo Freeland.
I would actually prefer them to, you know, if I'm gonna be the Monday or Tuesday morning quarterback on this one, I'd like them to say, call him Mr. Freeland rather than Angelo. Mr. Freeland, drop your weapon and come out with your hands up. I would prefer them to have said that.
Maybe they did.
And then if he does something weird, they could have shot him. But I know it's harder to hit a moving target than it is to hit a stationary one, and they claim, and I have no other evidence contrary, that the guy was holding the gun in the air, crouched down. And to me, that seems like a guy who's ready to spring up and start shooting, not a guy who's ready to put his hands in the air and give
up. Sure. If you believe the cop's story, it sounds like everything was done correctly.
Right.
It's just that I don't believe the cop's story.
I know.
And it's because I've become jaded and cynical over the years, because I've seen so many instances where cops lie to cover their own butts and to cover the butts of their buddies on the force.
Statistically, some of the things that they say have to be true, Ian.
That much is the case. And in this case, we're never going to know the real story. 800-259-9231. We've got a very interesting email that has come in, and it may be outlining a bit of hypocrisy on my part on the air. And I want to explore this, Mark.
I love this one. It's entitled Ian versus ALF. No, ALF.
The Animal Liberation Front.
Animal Liberation Front. From Emily. I'm struggling with animal rights versus property rights, and in listening to a couple podcasts, and I am too, I must say that I am struggling with animal rights versus property rights. I find a conflict of principles. Perhaps further discussion can help clarify. From the show on September the 22nd, apparently she put a lot of time into this because she has, text of our show, which we don't publish, so therefore she listened.
She's transcribed it.
And transcribed it. Okay. Ian.
This is what I said.
Yes.
Okay.
I just feel like if you have a neighbor and he's being abusive to his animals, then the most effective way to deal with that is not to put him in jail and force everyone to pay for his jailing, but to socially ostracize that individual and let him know he's not going to be able to do business with people in that area. People they don't like people like that. People that don't like people like that. Okay. They love animals. They love cats and dogs. They don't want to see them abused. And I would also say, when it comes to the sicko, the guy in his backyard abusing his dog, in that case, you may not think it's enough to socially ostracize him. Well, fine. I'm going to abduct your dog. Dog nap and any animal that comes to your house, and you know what? Nobody is going to put me in jail because I have evidence of you hurting your animals. And if you try to take me to court for taking your animals, I think you're going to lose. And I'm going to take that risk to save dog nap, if you will, to bring your animals, if you bring your animals to your house, me and my friends. Then I said, well, I suppose you would support his right to shoot you, in which case I would support my right to shoot back. You don't have a right to just shoot someone on their own property, is what I said. If there's a gun on me, I'm going to shoot you back, and I'll defend myself in arbitration later and say, I was trying to rescue his dog. Here's the video evidence. And this is from show 92906, ALF releasing 15,000 halibut.
I'd like to say I stand by that statement. She's going to bring this all together here in a moment.
Right.
I stand by that statement, and to qualify it, I want to make it clear that I still believe the correct answer is ostracism. I was just saying that is the extreme solution that somebody who really cared so much could take. I don't think I would actually engage in something like that, abducting somebody's dog or cat.
I don't think you would either.
That's something someone could do. We'll discuss more. Coming back. Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 2nd, 2006. Gold opened at $601.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $634.17. Again, that's $634.17 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. You ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They in turn lend it back to us, and we the people are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything is totally free. And that does include, well, virtually all the features, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you'll see over 850 pages created by listeners like you. In fact, you can go in and edit virtually anything you see on the wiki. You can add to it. You can add whole new sections to the wiki if you want to. It's all up to you. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. I want to get back to this animal rights thing here in a moment, but I've been a bad, bad talk show host, Mark, and I forgot all about Glenn.
Well, I forgot him, too.
Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Glenn, in Missouri, and it figures. He's
probably
punishing us now.
He's probably dozed off.
Glenn in Missouri going once. Glenn in Missouri going twice. Well, maybe he'll be so, so kind and call us back. All right. So we were talking about this email that came in from Emily, I believe. And she's recapping a couple of different instances where we were discussing animals and rights and property ownership and are animals property or do they have rights or, you know, how do we deal with all this? And what about the guy who's abusing his dog in his backyard? Hey, how does he fit into the picture? Just to recap, without you having to read the actual quote again, there was an episode recently where I suggested that if you've got a neighbor who's, you know, just slaughtering animals or beating his dog obsessively in his backyard, and it's just so horrible,
right,
horrible and despicable.
We had a scenario set up that was, you know, meant to be extreme, where some guy ties his dog to a tree and beats him on a pretty regular basis.
Right. And you're pretty disgusted by that as a neighbor, as
I would be.
And I suggested on the show that the correct response would be social ostracism, to not talk to the guy, to let him know that I don't want to talk to him, I don't want my family members and friends and business associates talking to him, I don't want anybody doing business with him, I don't want to sell you products, I don't want to deal with you at all. I want you to be ostracized. That's the way that I think that the situation should be handled. But I went on to suggest that somebody else who felt a little more strongly about it, who wanted to, say, get the dog or cat or whatever out of his possession, should take the go through the steps and kidnap said dog.
And you put yourself in first person on that person.
As I was talking about.
Right.
So I said that person should kidnap the dog. And then we got into, well, what if a guy shoots at you? Well, then you should shoot back. And she goes on. Let's go on, because she makes a really great point.
And this is on a different show about a week later, 929. Ian said, this is regarding 15,000 halibut that were released. If you're threatening my property and my animals are my property, I care about animals and I want to protect them, especially from violent fools who are going to try to let them out in the wild, where they're going to get hit by a car or run over or killed by predators. If you come across my property and try to let my dog or my cat out, try to liberate my animals, you're going to come face to face with a barrel of a gun. And I think that should be the fate that befalls these individuals.
Right.
So then she goes on. According to the 22nd apparent message is, it's okay to take another person's property if, in the subjective opinion of an individual, that property is being mistreated. And if the property owner acts to defend their property, it is okay for the individual saving the property from misuse to act in self-defense by shooting the property owner. So the guy is both a thief and a murderer? How does this message translate to other property rights, such as mistreated land, in the case of eminent domain or the state kidnapping and placing into foster care a child which the state deems to have unfit parents? What are the criteria for which it is acceptable that a person have their property taken away? Animal, land, child, not that a child's property, by anyone other than the individual or the state? 92906, the apparent message is, if someone attempts to steal or liberate my property or animals, it is okay for me to defend my property by means of a gun. This seems to be a polar opposite of the apparent message from 92206, the animal abuse issue. Animals, property, or have inherent rights? If animals are indeed property, should the same property rules that apply consistently then to animals? Eminent domain has claimed land for mistreatment, whether the owner stores junk, which becomes an eyesore, or because the small house on the land is not using the land to its fullest potential, whereas a condominium may skyrocket the land value and serve to improve the local economy. Should any third party be able to make subjective judgments on how property should be used or how best to use it? Point two, if animals do have some sort of inherent rights, it then becomes a matter of subjective opinion as to what those rights are and how they should be defended. For example, Ian and the ALF may have differing perspectives whether ownership of an animal constitutes a violation of human rights, of the animal's rights. These This leads to those moral values, how they should be applied. Those of the owner or of some arbitrary third party or the owner of the property which the dog is standing on. Extra credit on that one, by the way. Considering the apparent discrepancy between the animal abuser and the ALF examples, are animals property or do they have rights? Emily.
Animals are property. And the issue here isn't actually about the animals, per se, but it's more about just interactions between human beings and their property and how it gets and how those interactions get resolved. So to try to tie all this up together, she asked a lot of questions there, and I didn't know if I wanted to address them as you threw them out or not. I figured I'd let her make all her points. I feel like, obviously, it's a very emotional issue, and I was getting pretty emotional about the idea of this Animal Liberation Front coming in and taking my animals from me. And
I'm pretty firmly on the side of the halibut owners in the case of the ALF letting loose 15,000 of their livestock.
I think that really the issue here is not whether or not animals have rights, because they don't. They don't have responsibilities, and they don't have responsibilities to one another, so therefore they can't possibly have rights. But how we address these issues, the issues which she rightly points out of different people having different belief systems as to what is appropriate as far as how you deal with animals. So, for instance, I think it's wrong for somebody to tie up their dog in the backyard and beat it with a whip.
Yeah.
But the Animal Liberation Front thinks it's wrong for me to have my dog living in my house, eating food, and sleeping in my house. So the question comes in, well, you know, should
in the lap of luxury, I might add.
Should any of these individuals be able to make laws and enforce their way on others? No. But what we should have, essentially, is a situation where there's interlocking agreements between people and insurance companies and that sort of thing, to where if you do something, there's going to be arbitration. And in the system of arbitration, in the system of free market arbitration, what happens will be a result of what most people really want. Whereas what we have today, as far as our laws go, is a result of who lobbies the hardest and whose political friends are in office, therefore X amount of laws get passed. So in an area, for instance, where a lot of animal abusers live, let's say there's like a neighborhood full of animal abusers, none of those people are going to really care what each other's doing. I mean, if one guy's slaughtering a pig in his backyard and his next-door neighbor is killing a bunch of birds, you know, they'll probably all live together in peace.
Yes, they probably would.
But if one of those animal-abusing freaks comes into my neighborhood full of regular people that care about animals, there's no way that somebody like that is going to be able to win in arbitration. And if he does win, really all he's going to get is some sort of monetary compensation. I want to come back and look at this in a little more detail. But if I was to go and kidnap his animal and say, well, I don't know where it is. It's gone. He ran away or it disappeared. When in fact, I've just shoveled him off to the animal escape underground or whatever. I might have to pay him. I mean, arbitration may decide that I'll have to pay up. But at least I've saved the animal. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231, and I think Glenn's still on, or back, or something. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. You get on the updates list, and you'll know whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com will get you signed up. And that, again, is updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free. We're analyzing an email here from Emily, and she's pointing out what appears at first to be inconsistency. She pointed out two different episodes of the show and what I had said on both of those episodes. In essence,
it only appears to be inconsistent.
Right, I'm going to weasel my way out of it. In essence, the first episode was us talking about the guy beating his dog in his backyard, and I suggested that if somebody really cared so much about this in a more free market world. Remember, I'm always usually talking about things in this fantasy free marketopia concept. In a more free market world where he couldn't just call up the cops and say, hey, so-and-so's beating his dog in the backyard, because there wouldn't necessarily be a law against it per se, he could, beyond just ostracization, which is what I support, he could go and kidnap the dog and then maybe release it to the doggy-saving underground that ferrets dogs and other abused animals to safety. Without actually revealing where they're going, so they'd be untraceable. He could do that, and then the property owner could perhaps sue him, because you stole my dog. And then they're going to go and agree on an arbitrator, because arbitrators will have created reputations for being fair and reliable, and they're going to take it in front of arbitration. Though I wouldn't think that the dog abuser, knowing that the person who kidnapped the dog has videotape evidence of him kidnapping or him beating his dog, would really want to take this to arbitration. I think he'd probably just want to leave it alone. Because I can't imagine an arbitrator would actually side with the dog abuser, considering that the individual who he's taking to arbitration has videotape of the guy beating his dog. But nonetheless, let's say he takes it to arbitration, and the arbitrator says, okay, I'm finding for the guy who's beating his dog, because it was his property, and sir, you did steal his property, and you need to pay him back for it. So this dog is worth, you know, $2,000.
$2,000 for a dog?
You think that's too high?
Yes.
Okay. Well, for some people, they might believe their dog is worth a little more than $2,000. Anyway,
there are dogs that are worth $2,000 out there, but it's not the one you're beating.
So the arbitrator would make a decision, and the individual who stole the dog would have to pay the guy back. Would he go out and buy another dog and start beating it? I don't know. It's certainly possible. And if so, would the other individual go and continue to kidnap his dogs and continue to go to arbitration and pay the costs? I don't know. I don't know what would happen in all those situations.
Well, I would imagine that you would have to prove in every circumstance that the individual stole it. So, you know, that's going to be difficult.
That's a good point. Yeah, because, right, the guy in the house, he just believes that it was his next-door neighbor that stole it. So there's all kinds of facts here that we don't know what the case would be, and this is all total fantasy in the first place. So the other scenario was...
So if you were sitting on this arbitration board, suppose they drew a jury... And
I don't know how it would be done. I don't know if it would necessarily be done with juries. Not sure.
Let's say that it was.
Okay.
Well, how would you find?
I would find in favor of the kidnapper.
The kidnapper?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy doesn't have the right to abuse his animals? But he does have the right to slaughter them for food, right?
It all depends on what the individuals around there think. It all depends on what most people believe. And so if you're living in an area where most people believe that dogs and cats should have some sort of a protected status, then the animal abuser is going to have a tough time winning in court. If you're living in an area of a bunch of sickos, then maybe he'll have an easier time. All I'm saying is that the marketplace and the market solution for justice is more likely to give is more likely to hand out justice that is more acceptable to more people, as opposed to this more politically correct justice that we have today, justice based on laws, which are based on individuals who have been given power by people who are connected. I mean, the system we have today is messed up, and there's a lot that could be changed
to fix it.
I'm not saying that justice under the free market system would be perfect. I'm not saying that for a moment. I just think
justice won't be perfect till we go to heaven.
I just think that it'd be a lot more fair, and it would reflect the belief systems of more people. And if you want to think differently, call us up, 800-259-9231. But we got to go back to the phones, back to the fun. I hope I've addressed that appropriately enough. If you feel like I've missed something, call me on it. All right, let's talk to Glenn. We're trying him one final time. It's Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Glenn. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, regarding animal rights, I'm a member of PETA.
Okay.
That's People for Eating Tasty Animals.
That's cute. I see. That's cute, Glenn.
Thank you. Hey, no, I was calling regarding smoking bans.
Oh, before you go into that, since you're just a random guy on the phone here, how would you find if you were on the jury of the guy beating his dog in his backyard versus the kidnapper of the dog?
I would find for the property owner.
Really?
Yes.
So just based on principle, not out of emotion?
Yeah.
Or you think dogs just need a good smack now and then?
I don't think that, you know, someone that the effort to steal that animal necessarily would change the owner's behavior. I think ostracism would probably work better.
Very good. All right, so smoking ban.
Yeah. I was just going to say that here in Missouri, that it's a great opportunity for libertarians for outreach. Because if you can get organized and lead, others will follow. And here in Missouri, we've defeated smoking ban in St. Louis County not once, but twice. And
isn't that where the guy lit up the cigar?
No, I think that was in Indiana.
Okay.
And here in where I live in Columbia, we've been fighting a proposed smoking ban for over a year and a half. It still hasn't come to a final vote, but that looks like that will happen a week from tonight.
And what do you feel like your chances are?
Well, we think it's about 50-50 right now. We think it's going to fall on our side. We think we're going to defeat it. And this is going to be a circus because they're going to have a special city council meeting just for this.
Oh, gosh.
And we're expecting anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people to show up in person.
Wow.
It's a tough fight, though, because they bring out the kids. They'll bring out the kids, and they'll have one of the kids go up and testify and say something like, I don't like smoke in the restaurants.
Yeah, but, you know, the public hearing is just going to be a circus. It's just pro forma. You know,
sure.
The city council members have pretty much made up their mind by now.
But, oh, yeah, they're just going through the motions, sure.
But I got a special T-shirt I got just for the hearing from Bureau Crash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, BureauCrash.com.
Yeah, we've heard of them.
Right, right. They got a T-shirt now that has like a 50s cartoonish kind of Dean Martin kind of guy.
Right.
Picture. And then it says, smoking is healthier than fascism.
That's cute. I like it. Hey, Glenn, let us know what happens at when they do or do not pass that law. I'm curious as to know which way that goes.
Will do.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate your patience. 800-259-9231 to Ben in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Ben. What's up?
Well, I've been looking at dig.com, which is generally, I guess, nice towards libertarianism.
Really?
There's a large movement of libertarians on there that plug Lou Rockwell and Mises.org articles all the time.
Well, there is the Free Market Diggers, which is a group that our own Johnson has put together. And if you are somebody who knows what dig.com is, it's this sort of social website where it's like a social news website where each individual looking at the site decides whether or not each news item is or is not interesting. And based on the aggregate of the entire group's responses, that's how they determine which news article is at the top versus which article is at the bottom. So it's kind of an interesting a dynamic that they have going on there. But you're saying there's a lot of libertarians on?
Well, it seems to be. And, you know, I'm actually looking at an article right now that's on page 3, and it says, leftist students attack Free State Project founder. So I went to kind of investigate it and see what's going on, and it leads to this absurd article. I'd rather not read it, but I'm sure you guys can maybe pull it up on a break or something. But, it's amazing what these students are doing in this email that they sent out, and I definitely think you guys should check it out before the end of the show.
Yeah, somebody sent me that. I have not read it. Mark, any early comments here?
I did read it, and it was essentially the take of a socialist on Free State Project and libertarianism in general.
Oh.
And specifically, they wanted to see Jason Sorens out of not working for the university that they had him there.
I see. So there were students at the university that he was working.
Yeah,
sure.
So yeah, it's an amazingly bad email.
I'll make a point of checking it out. Ben, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
Libertarians don't care about people.
We hate poor people and we want old people to die in the streets. 800-259-9230. Of course, it's not good at all for a moment. Well, I want to pull this thing up, see if it's any good. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Do you dream of being a doctor, lawyer, fireman? How about a rocket scientist or an automotive technician? There's not as much difference between the last two as you think. When I come back, it's blast off.
Are rising gas prices
flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Rocket scientist and auto technician. Similar? Yes. Today's automobiles are more sophisticated than Apollo 13 that took the astronauts to the moon. Outer space aside, here on Earth, there's a critical shortage of trained repair technicians. While 2 million vehicles are added to our highways each year, those with the expertise to keep them on the road decreases by 5%. The impact on automotive consumers? More expensive repairs that take longer. So encourage a young person to think scientist, think lab coat, think automotive technician. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site. We give it away. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their websites. And then they still want to throw advertisements at you. We give it all away up front. Though we do ask that you support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's so simple. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and you know Amazon. It's not like we're sending you to some weird, obscure website. This is the number one internet retailer. I mean, these guys have it all. 35 categories of products, everything from their brand new grocery store to books to DVDs, you name it. I mean, they've pretty much got it. Even marital aids. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Go, and whenever you place your order, we'll get a percentage. Your prices don't go up. Still the same great super free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of their items there. It's the same great Amazon. It's just that they send us a percentage for sending them the business. So do all of your shopping for virtually everything you need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get it delivered to your door. You don't even have to leave the house and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Oh, and one of our listeners suggested an alternative reason or a bonus reason to shop at Amazon. In many states, you don't have to pay sales tax if you're shopping online.
It's true.
So great way to save 7 or 8% or whatever.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9% discount.
Exactly. So there you go. Amazon.
And you don't have to pay city tax either.
Precisely. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Kenneth in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Kenneth in Colorado, going once. He's gone. Let's try Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I'm here. This is Mark in, Kenneth in Colorado.
Oh, well, this is Kenneth. Well, hi,
that was
Kenneth.
Mark in Texas.
I guess Mark in Texas is gone. Boy, oh, boy.
Anyway.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to call about Freedom to Fascism.
That's a movie by Aaron Russo, one-time libertarian candidate for president. That's a great film. You saw it?
Yes, I did. I hadn't heard it mentioned on air that it's going on another round of, I guess it's out for real this time, before it was previews and things like that.
Okay.
And he's finished up the movie, and from the screeners that I'd seen before, it seems like there were modest changes, not anything huge.
I see. So the final cut of the film is now being released to theaters?
Right. Came out in the Denver area, well, in Denver specific, last weekend.
I think there's a list of theaters that it's out at freedomtofascism.com, but it's still not a wide release. I mean, it's very limited.
Well, it is going to be out in many more cities than I saw before.
Really?
It just played in Chicago. It's going to play in Beverly Hills. It's going to play in, it looks like, about 10 other cities in the near future.
Well, that's good. So, I mean, it's still a limited release, but, I mean, it's better than nothing, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I think it's probably going to make its way around is the thing, you know, because there was a very, very healthy audience for both of the showings that I saw.
Certainly was when I saw it in Tampa, too. It was, you know.
Right. They sold out Friday and Saturday on Friday.
That's tremendous.
And there were a lot of people. I took on Friday, I took 100 Free Talk Live flyers, and I could have given away 400. So
wow.
I decided I went out the next, I went out Saturday night, and I took about 600 with me. And I gave out about 400 of them, and I left the last couple hundred with the manager, who seemed very libertarian. And he's going to leave them out for exit people to pick them up on the way out.
Kenneth, we really appreciate that, man. And by the way, that flyer is available to anybody. You just go to the front page of freetalklive.com and scroll down a little bit. You'll find the link right there.
Mm-hmm. And I did chat with Aaron for a few minutes, although, you know, it's very busy when he has these things.
I'm sure.
And I encouraged him to come back on the show again because his speech was really pretty inspiring. When he talked to the crowd, it would seem to be a little bit more than he gave you last time. And I hope he's going to come back on the show again sometime.
You know, it makes a big difference when somebody actually says something to a guest on the show. For instance, one of our listeners met Steve Cubby, who we've had on the show. He was once a libertarian candidate for governor in California, major proponent of medicinal marijuana, a great guy. We had him on the show, and then apparently one of our listeners went out, because Steve Covey's now announced his candidacy for president in 2008. He's going to be running on the libertarian ticket, presuming he gets the nomination. So he's announced his candidacy at this point, and one of our listeners was at the event where he was announcing, or I guess at one of the conventions or something, and he approached Steve and said, "Steve, I just want to let you know, I heard you interviewed on Free Talk Live and thought it was great." And Steve told him that of all the interviews he's ever done, and he's done a lot of them as, you know, the primary proponent of medicinal marijuana in California, that was the only time that anyone has ever told him that they had heard his interview and that they liked it.
Well, you know, I told him a couple times, actually. I told him both nights that he'd been on Free Talk Live. He didn't really remember the show very much.
Sure. Well, they do a lot. I mean, these guys do a lot of interviews.
Yeah,
so
right.
It really stands out as something special. Kenneth, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for doing all that that hard work for, you know, essentially no compensation. We're not paying listeners to go out there and hand out those flyers. That's you guys. You're doing that on your own, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's the listeners that make this show happen.
We have another guy that's going to a Tool concert this week, and he's going to be handing out flyers. So just, you know, a bunch of rockers around. There's bound to be libertarian minds there.
Do it at your local coffee shop. Most of them have bulletin boards.
Yeah, well, that's what my girlfriend used to do. She used to post up a few at a time and where she worked, and then when they were gone, she'd post a few more. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Texas this time.
Hey, yeah. Ian. How you doing, brother?
Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Nothing. What's up, Mark?
Hey, man.
I just wanted to get the official gay opinion on something. Well, I host a podcast about a radio show.
A podcast about a radio show?
About a radio
Which show.
Yeah, they do, you know, it's like 3-7, WYSP in Philadelphia. It's a humor type thing. It's the Kid Chris show.
Okay.
Kid what?
So Kid Chris. And
Kid
so
Chris.
On Saturdays, what I do is I wrap up the entire week. So I'm kind of a fanboy.
I see.
So my question is for Mark, is it kind of gay that I do that?
It sounds mildly obsessive, but, you know, everybody's got to have their hobbies. I don't think so, no.
I'm curious about something, though. You live in Texas, and this is a show in Philly?
Yes, but, well, he actually had a morning show here where in the town that I live in.
I see. So you followed him up. He can listen online, I guess, for his show?
Exactly.
Got it. I don't know. I don't think there's anything gay about being really excited about a radio show. I don't know why you would think that there would be something gay about that.
I'm just curious. That's all. I mean, Mark's the authority.
Now, my question is, why don't you do a rap podcast about Free Talk Live once a week?
Well, you guys have a Saturday show. I'm not going to, like, spend my time. Okay, honestly, I listen to every show. I don't listen to them live. I listen to them on the podcast later on during the week when I'm working. But I work weekends from Friday through Monday. So I can spend, I work 10-hour days, so I can spend, you know, an entire day listening to 5 days worth of the podcast. So,
you know what? You could have just answered it really quickly by saying, "Kid Chris is better than you. Screw off."
No, I disagree because I enjoy you both.
So I
spent an entire day listening, or maybe 2 days, listening to you guys, but it's the entire week, and I don't get the opportunity to call in that, ever.
Well,
really,
you have the opportunity to call in and make fun of Mark. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate
all right,
it,
take
man.
Care.
Thank you. 800, that was really the purpose of his call.
Shouldn't be an opportunity to be missed.
Let's talk to Ryan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Hey, yeah, I was listening to the podcast from Saturday Show.
Yes, sir.
And there was a, y'all just touched on it for a second about the Pledge of Allegiance, which Ian and I agree with you that it's just a bad thing altogether.
Socialist Mark indoctrination.
Said, exactly. But Mark said something about the whole under God thing, that it should be left as it is. Mark, my question to you is, would you have felt the same way a little over 50 years ago?
Yes.
You mean when they were lobbying to put... Wait. You mean 50 years ago when they were lobbying to put under God in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Exactly.
Right. I would have felt that way. I am... you can almost guarantee that I like things left alone.
So wait, you would have felt that it should not have been added, is what you're saying. I see. So you're being consistent in that you want things to be left alone. I'm sorry.
So even if
something
screwed up, you want it to be left alone afterwards.
I'm sorry. What did you say? What did you say? I'm sorry.
That makes no sense. Okay, this is just fine. Okay, somebody comes in and screws it up, then you want to just leave it that way.
Well, it makes sense because he is being consistent to his credit. He just wants you to leave it alone. Once something's been done, he's not going to oppose the fact that it's been done. Just leave it alone. Mark doesn't like change.
Here's the reason. And
I'm kind of like occupying a rat.
Yeah, that's true. You want change there.
That's relatively new within my lifetime. I can remember what it's like without it.
Okay.
Here's the reason. Is it because it's about boat rocking? You understand? It rocks the boat to pull the statement under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, I don't think anybody should be forced to say it.
But it doesn't rock the boat to get on the airwaves on a national talk show and start trashing the pledge for being socialist?
What do you mean? It is socialist.
Okay. That doesn't rock the boat?
The people that care so much about it are going to care more about you messing with the content than forcing people not to have to say it.
There you go, man. Any final thoughts for us?
That is, unless you don't want to say it because of the content.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bob in California coming up. Your calls as well. Ladies, you come first. If you dial in, 800-259-9231. Coming up, there's a really ironic book. That is mail? Well, maybe it's going to be banned. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today. For you.